Vayter and Shasfer and Daf Lamed Gimel, picking up in Lamed Beis of a Beis by the bottom of the page, four lines up from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. We were talking about Adasim yesterday, and we're continuing on with the worlds of Adasim right now. Tana Rabbanan. Nashu Rov Alav Nishtayu Bo Miut. Let's say most of the leaves of the Hadas falls off, but a Miut remains over there. You still have a Miut there. What's it then? Kosher. Kosher, Uvachite, Avoso Kayamas. As long as you still have Avoso, the setup of where it's looks like it's braided. It says Rash, it's the Gemara. I'm sorry. Hagufa Kasha. Itself is a Kasha. Amrit Nashu Rov Alav Kasha. First, you said that if most of it falls off, it's going to be Kasher. Vahatatan Vachite, Avoso Kayamas. But given the Nasi Lutre, but if two, it means the majority of all the two out of the three fell off, then Avos Hechim Mishkachas, how are you going to have it? To try to think about it. Remember, it's in rows of three, and they're all aligned. And if it's only three all aligned, then it creates that look that it's like braided. And it says of majority, that means two out of every three fall out. How are you going to have it that sells its braided looks? So we found a case where you could lose the majority of it and yet still have it look like it's braided. Beep, turn the page. Laman Gil Man Aleph. Ba'asa Mitzvah. It's talking about an Asa Mitzvah, a Egyptian myrtle. Rashi says that is Gadol. Well, we have two answers here. Either it's Mitzvah from the Lashon of Meitzah, meaning on the border, the Gadol Meitzah Shel Asad, in the border of the field, because of the fact that there's an open field over there, therefore it ends up growing a lot more. Or it means one that's like an Egyptian one. So nonetheless, the Kaima Shiva Shiva Bechadkina ends up having, and each row it ends up having seven instead of having just three. So if a majority of four fall off, and as long as you have three that are left, then it's fine. The Chinasri, Arba, Poshulut Losa, three are left over, so you have the minority, but you still have it looking like it is braided. Okay, next, Amar Abaye Shema Mina Hay Asa Mitzvah Kosher Shalom. We find from this that if you person wants to use a Asa Mitzvah, this either from Egypt or from this type of field, that it's going to be kosher. Says Gemara Pshita. Obviously, why wouldn't it be okay? Ma'od the Tema Hold the Islay Shem Levi Lo Miskasher. You may have said that since it has a different type of name, therefore it wouldn't be good. Kumash Milan, no, it's going to be good either way. Says the Gemara, ay, v'machanami, maybe one would think that a Asa Mitzvah, Taka, shouldn't be good. Why would you think that is? Says the Gemara, no, because Eitz Avos HaMerachmana, it says it's got to be an Eitz Avos, which is a plated tree, which means it's, I can't remember the word always. It's braided, and this type of thing is become makom in any circumstance that may come up, so it doesn't make a difference what type of name you call it. Tana Rabbanan, Yavshu Oval, let's say majority of the leaves became dry. They dried up. Vinisha Obo Shlosha Bade Olim Lachim Kosher. Rashi explains that we're talking about Shlosha Bade Olim Lachim, Shlosha Badin V'chol Bad Ubad Shlosha Olin Lachin Debatzi Mishlosha Olin Lohavi Avos, which means that we have more than just three Hadassim over there. You got a bunch more Hadassim than just three, and let's say three of them still remain, that they're still wet, they're still moist, and things are good, and the rest of them go and they dry out, then it's going to be good, as long as it has that the Hadassim have at least three lach leaves on it, that it can end up being that it's considered braided. V'amar Rav Chista uberosh kol echad v'echad, it's got to be at the top of each one of them. That's what it has to be, that it's still lach and not yavish. Next, niktam rosh, we said the top gets chopped off. It's going to be puzzle. Tani Ula Bar Chinda says, Niktam Roshova also bo Tamara Kasher. Let's say the top of it gets chopped off, but a Tamara date grew in that place. Rashi says, Kein Tamara, Kein Nimsa Baole Arava, Pamim Betalim, Baolim Dova Kamin Pri Yarek, like this greenish pre-fruit comes out. Vitsovin Bo Anushim Tsifayim, and the woman would use it in order to dye their scarves. So Nikta Roshel will also look, but tomorrow this is going to be kosher. It's not a problem of it not looking good. Bar of Yermia, Niktam Roshel may Erev Yom Tov, also but tomorrow be Yom Tov. What happens if Niktam, it was chopped up before Yom Tov, so now it's no good at that stage, and then it grows on Yom Tov itself, what's going to be the din? Mahu. Yesh Dichoy Itzel Mitzels or Lo? Is there such a thing called Dichoy? Meaning, we know this idea that Rashi brings down, that comes up by karbanos. If you have a carbon that's ready to go, but something happens that's dochet, that knocks it off, then we know that once it gets knocked off, it's knocked off forever. Question is, does that apply by all mitzvahs also? It's knocked off, it's no good, it's chopped off, so it can't be used now. But then it goes back on yontif, a berry goes in that place, so now it's totally fine. Do we say dichoy etzel mitzvahs or not? That's going to be the bulk of the discussion we're going to jump into right now. We're going to try to find an answer. We're going to come a little bit unsuccessful. We're going to try to then pin this discussion on another machlokas. That's not going to work out, but then ultimately we're going to answer at least part of the question. So do we say there's dichoy mitzvahs or not? The tifshot lei mehod detan. Why don't we just learn this out from a mishnah? We know we have a mishnah in Chulin which says, this is talking about kisoy hadam. When a person does shchita on an animal, they have to go on an oaf or on a chaya, not on a behemoth, on an oaf or a chaya. You have to do something called kisoy hadam, and that's where you cover over the blood that ends up on the floor with dirt. So what happens if kiso v'nisgal kiso, you covered it, v'nisgal, and then end up getting revealed, it gets uncovered. Rashi says kiso adam ledam chaya of, and then ends up getting uncovered. The wind comes, it blows it off, somebody kicks it, whatever it may be. Then what's the din? In such a case, kiso v'nisgal patim lechasos, you don't have to go out and do it again. The bottom line is, you did your mitzvah, you are done. However, kiso aruach, let's say the wind came in and covered it over, chayiv lechasos, then you have to go ahead and cover it yourself. This is referencing the wind blows it over it, and then it gets uncovered again. The wind then blows it off. If it hadn't blown it off, you'd be fine. V'amar Rabbi Bar Bechana, Rabbi Yochanan, lo shenu ela shechazav v'niskal, only if it got revealed again, like I just explained. Avo lo chazav v'niskal, put them lechaz. If it wasn't get revealed again, then you're going to put it from covering it over. V'avina ba, and over there in Chulin, we actually tried, we broke this down. Ki chazav v'niskal, amai chayv lechaz. If the wind blows the dirt on top of the blood, and then the wind reveals it, why do you have to go ahead and do it again? Hov idchi idchi. Let's say that once it got knocked off, I mean, you can't do the mitzvah because the wind came along and it covered it over, and therefore now it's considered a case of idchi. It says Rashi, it's pushed away. Idea ruach mikisa shel mitzvah k'da amr dechi lo nizgala patan lechatzos. Doesn't get revealed, you don't have to. Therefore, idchi liolam vafil nizgala. Therefore, it's knocked off. You don't have to do anything about it. V'amr Papa said on that zosamers. The fact that we don't say once it was knocked off, it's knocked off, and the wind goes and covers it, and the wind uncovers it, you'd have to go cover it again, must be ein dichoy etzel mitzvos. So now our papa said it straight up. So what exactly is the kash over here? What are you asking? We know you wanted to know, is there dichoy mitzvos or not? We see from our papa in the Gemara Chulin that clearly there is no dichoy mitzvos, and therefore you'd have to go ahead and redo it. So the Rav Papa says, no, the Gemara, you got it wrong. What you wanted to know is what's pshat in Rav Papa. To Rav Papa, gufami bailu lay. He was actually asking a kasha of Yirmiyah Zagasha on him himself. Rashi says, hi diyuka the Rav Papa mi bailu the Rav Yirmiyah. That was a kasha on Rav Yirmiyah. Mifshit poshit lay the ein dichoy mitzvos. Is it the obvious statement poshit that there's no dichoy mitzvos, and it's loshna la kula loshna la chumra? There's no difference whether it's a makel or it's it ends up being makel or machmir. In the case of the kisur daim, ends up being machmir because you say, guess what? Ein dichoy mitzvos. And therefore, you have to go ahead and cover the dam. Even though it was covered, if it gets uncovered, you have to cover it again. Therefore, it ends up being a chumrah. But by our case, it ends up being a kula. Why? Because before yontif, it was nikdam. But then on yontif, it grew a berry. And now that it grew a berry, so now it should be fine. And it seems to be saying ein dichoy, and therefore being mekel. Does he say it? And therefore, there's no difference between the two. Odilma sfuke misafku lehulei. Maybe it was a suffix to him what the din was, and therefore lechumra amrina. We're going to say lechumra that ein dichoy. They have to cover it over. But lekula lo amrina. But we don't say it by a lulav that. Look at that. That we wouldn't say it by a case of lulav, and therefore the lulav actually wouldn't be good. And that's what he was asking on. And the Gemara says, take you. We don't have an answer to that. So now says the Gemara, lemiketanoi. Let's say this whole discussion is a machlokas tanoim. Let's say the discussion of yesh dichoy mitzvos or ein dichoy mitzvos is a machlokas tanoim. Now we're going to attempt to show that, and then we're going to knock that off and say, no, that is not the machlokas. It's a different machlokas there. But let's try it. Lemiketanoi. Avar ul katan pasa. Let's say a person goes ahead, and you're not allowed to go ahead and milakate it on yontif itself. Let's say a person did. They violated the laws. They did what they're supposed to do, and they ended up doing it. They picked off the berries that ended up being more berries than leaves, and you end up going at it and taking it off, then it's kosher, right? But you're not allowed to do it on yontif because Rashi says there's a shvus, a double masak and kli, machshir, like you're fixing a kli. And if you're over it, umiyatan pasal, right? Like we're going to get into right now. So now it says Avru locked on puzzle. Divrei Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadik Ben Tzadik. He says that's going to be puzzle. Chachamim Achshir, and they say if you broke the law or Machshir. Now we have a base of an understanding to be able to put these together. Savrua, the one who wants to put this in Machlokas Tanaim, says the Kuliyama, everybody would agree that Lulav Ein Tzarech Eged. You don't have to put the Lulav's Esrog, the Lulav, the Adasa, the Ravas, you have to be Ma'agid them, bundle them all together. No need to do such a thing. Everybody agrees on that in this particular instance. If Imtim Salomer Tzarech Eged, and even if you want to say that you don't have to do Eged, Lo Yolfin and Lulav Masuka, we don't learn Lulav from Sukkah to teach you the din of Tasev Elomina Asoy. We know that there's a mitzvah by Sukkah that you have to do it and it can't be from done. In other words, if the schach just appears through like burying, digging out a haystack or something like that, you end up having a schach, that's called you have to have Tasev, you're making a Elomina Asoy, not automatically it comes. But they're saying like this. And everyone says, if you want to say that really everyone says you need to do Eged, but Dasa Barovas and the Lulav together, we don't learn out Lulav from Yisukkah. D'chsiv ba Tasev lo mina Asoy, that it says over there, Tasev lo mina Asoy, a Lulav, we don't hold the din of Tasev lo mina Asoy. So if it turns out that, let's say everyone would agree that if you want to say that it has to be Eged, still we don't say there's an issue of Tasev lo mina Asoy, that if you put the Lulav, the Adasim, and the Ravas together, it ends up being that the Adasim has more berries, and then you end up plucking off the berries after the fact. Don't think like, oh, it's a Tasev lo mina Asoy issue. No, everyone agrees that there is no issue of Tasev lo mina Asoy. Then what ends up being the Machlokas over here? The Relozer ben Sadak, when he says, what do you say in the Braisa, that if you end up doing it, it's going to be puzzle, must be that what's he saying over there? My lab, Hakim Ifli, this is what they're arguing over, that demand the pasil, my lab, Hakim Ifli, demand the pasil, suffer, I'm reading Yesh Dichoy Yitzom, it's just one sentence, pasil. He says, because it's a Dichoy by Mitzos. So therefore, when it was, when the berry grew on it, after the fact, it's no good because it was already Dichoyed. Uman, oh, hold on. Let me say that again, because I'm not sure if I just said that right. Demand the pasel sabar meaning yishdicho etzel mitzos, meaning the one who says that it's no good in the case of where you were over and you were lucked on. Right, that's what it means. Not the case if it was clipped. It was chopped off and then later on. I'm sorry, but rather we're talking about in our case of this brisa that we brought up over here that you're not allowed. If you have more berries than you have leaves, you're not allowed to take off the berries. And if you did, that it's going to be pasel. Must be because the berries being there is now a dichoy, and you can't go ahead and take it out of the state of dichoy. He says, yesh dichoy, it's a mitzvah, it's done. Umad the machshir, who says, if you pull them off, then you'll be fine. Savar lo min yesh dichoy, it's a mitzvah. There's no dichoy, you pull them off, then you're going to be okay. You shouldn't do it, but if you did it, then you're fine. Oh, so we see, it's a machlokes tanoim, as per whether we say yesh dichoy, ain't dichoy. Says the Gemara, lo, nice try. The kuleyam lo min yesh dichoy, it's a mitzvah. Maybe that machlokes, everybody's going to say that there is not dichoy by mitzvahs. V'hacha b'melef lulav misukkah kamen figi. Read the machlokes is whether you learn out lulav from sukkah. We had said that we don't say Tasel lo mina Asoy. It says maybe not. Maybe actually they talk that it's a machlokas. That is the machlokas. B'melev lulav misukkah kamifli. Mar savi alfin lulav misukkah. Relezer ben Rav Tzadik, who says that it's no good because he learns out lulav from sukkah and you have Tasel lo mina Asoy. And when you pull off the berries, it's already after Eged. And once they're after Eged, therefore it's no good because you have to first unravel it and only then do it. Umar savar, the Chachamim, who said that it's not a problem. Yalfin lulav, lo yalfin lulav misukkah. So we don't learn about it. There's no issue of Tasel lo mina Asoy. But we didn't answer our question about dichoy or not dichoy. V'boi seymar, another way of understanding it is, yisvir la lulav tzarech eged, if you hold that lulav tzarech eged, the taket has to be wrapped up together, all bundled, then dekuli alma yolfinan lulav misukkah. Really, everybody's going to say that we do learn lulav from sukkah. V'hacha b'lulav tzarech eged kamifagi. And really, that's what the machlokas is about. So in other words, if you would say that lulav tzarech eged, then everyone would agree that you learned out lulav from sukkah, and you say tasav lo mina Asoy. But over here, that's exactly the machlokas. V'hacha b'lulav tzarech eged kamifagi. U'beplukta dahani tanoi. And the machlokas is within the following tanoim that we've seen in the past, we discussed in the past, at Tanya. Lulav, bein agad, bein she'en in Agud kosher. A lulav, whether it's wrapped up together, it's bundled together or not, it is kosher. Rabbi, that's Tanakam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, nope. He says Agud kosher, shein Agud pasul. If it's of it, it's kosher. If not, it's pasul. My time in Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda? Why does he say that? Yalif lekicha lekicha meagud esezov. He learns the gzer shav of lekicha lekicha from the ezov, from the hyssop that they used in Mitzrayim in order to spread the blood on the doorposts. That had to be Agud. Ksiv hachol lekach lemelchem yom rishon. Over here it says by lulav taking the first day. Over there it says you have to take this azov, this hyssop branch, this bundle, you have to be bundled up. Over there has to be bundled. Afkan aguda here too, it has to be as well. Eged. Rabbanan lesli, les lehu, lekicha, lekicha. They do not learn out this gezerah shava. At the end of the day, don't say that this machlokas tanaim was about dichoy b'mitzvos and not dichoy b'mitzvos. It was in one of two other options, and therefore we don't have a raya. And therefore, when you said that we go backwards, we try to say Rav Papa, we learn out from lav dafka, that was a teiku. Therefore, we didn't answer the question, and we don't say that this is machlokas tanaim, and we're still left with our shaila or with our kasha. Now, says the Gemara, man tana lahad tana rabbanon. Now let's get into the lulav of egod or not egod. Who is the one who says lulav mitzvah lo'agdo? It's a mitzvah to do aged lulav. V'im lo'agdu kosher. But if you didn't do it, it's kosher. I was going, huh, Mani, who is that? E Rabbi Yehuda. We know Rabbi Yehuda says that eged is necessary, and if no good, it's no good. If you don't do it, no good. Ki lo'agdo on my kosher, why would it be kosher? And E Rabbanon, if it's Rabbanon, my mitzvah covered. What mitzvah is there? They say you don't have to do it. It's going early. Olam Rabbanon. The Brits is going to go into the Rabbanon. Mitzvah mishum zekeilu. It's a mitzvah because of beautifying. And Rashi says it's neil lefanav, that it should be beautiful and all these different stuff. But if you end up doing it, okay, you're fine. But it's an ideal thing to go ahead and to beautify the mitzvah. Okay, now we get into the next part of the Mishnah. It said, I'll show you another of merubin. If you have another of merubin, if there are more berries than there are leaves, it ain't good. Ain't no good. It's going to be puzzle. I'm Rav Chista. Darazeh Rabbeinu Agadol. Amru, this Rabbeinu Agadol said, Rashi says, this is Rav, v'amakim yebezo, and Hashem should help him in a positive way. Lo shanu el v'amakim echad. But it's only talking about when you have more berries and leaves in one place. Avo b'shnayim v'shloshim makom is kosher, but if it's in two or three different places, then it's going to be kosher. Amalei Rav, or Amar Rav, the Bach changes it to Amar Rav. I said, huh? What are you talking about? Beep, lamin gimel l'beis. Shnayim v'shloshim makom is, if it's in two or three places, the berries, these are black berries, on the green background, that have him a number that is considered spotted, and it's going to be puzzle, it's no good. So how could you say that it's going to be okay? It's lav hoder, says Rashi, because they're black and the leaves are green, and it's a minumer, spotted, not lovely. Says Gemara, Eli et marachim, that's what you mean to say. Oshay another meruda merubin me'olav puzzle. If you have more berries than you do leaves, it's going to be puzzle. Rav Chista, says, davar zeh, Rabbeinu agadol amru, v'amakum yebalazro, same thing. Lo shanu ela anavav shchoros. That's talking about blackberries. That's when there's going to be a problem. Aval, anav yirukos, but if they're green, and mine da hadasu ukash v'kasher, it's considered part of the hadas itself. So Rashi says, because the mare is shave, it looks like if near a manumer, it doesn't look spotted, and therefore it's going to be kosher. Rav Papa, adumos kishchoros, I mean, red are like black, and therefore it's going to be a problem. The Amar Rabbi Chanina, hi dam shachor, now getting tilchas need a little bit, there's something called black blood, right? Black blood, adamu elishalaka, it's red, but it got laka, it got messed up, and therefore it is a problem if you have blackberries or you have red berries on it. Okay, we're up to the next part. It said, v'im miyatan kosher, but if you actually took off the berries, you made them less than the leaves, then it's going to be kosher. Now the question is, when did you do this? D'ma'atinu emas. When did you take off the berries? Ilema mikmei delogde. If you're talking about you did it before, you did the eged, you wrapped up that dasim, that rovos, and the luv together. So then pshita, of course, what's the problem? There's no mitzvah here. It's just pick up a hadash to take off the berries. Elalabas delogde. It must be after the fact, after you already wrapped it up together. Once you now wrap it up together, now it became the mitzvah of eged, and it's all together now. And now it's already knocked off, right? At this stage. And now says the Gemara, labasa logde, Dochemir Karl. Now we know that it's knocked off. It's no good because they have the berries over there. Yet we said that if you took them off, that you're going to be fine. Tifshot mina, learn from here that Dochemir Karl, lovey Dochoy. That something gets knocked off doesn't mean it's completely knocked off. And later on, you're able to go ahead and reinstate it. Oh, this is what we're looking for. Says the Gemara, Lavdavka, Liolam Basadagde, really is talking about after it was already wrapped up. Vikasavra, Eged Hazmana Baamu. Don't think that once it gets wrapped up, that now becomes the mitzvah and therefore it's dachoy. Again, once you wrap it up, that's just hazmana. That's like you're preparing it and you're setting it up that this is going to be one of the things, part of the mitzvah. Hazmana ba'am alaf klamu. And hazmana itself, just preparing it, is not considered that it itself is now something which is gets ready to be rejected and now it's like dachoy. And therefore we don't have a raya anymore. However, let's take a look. Maybe we're going to learn one. Ve'in memata b'yom tov, don't be mamayit on yontif. But if you did it, it'd be good. So the Gemara, however, looked on my, what would be the case if you actually did go against it? Says the Gemara, kosher, it'd be good. Now, the Ashkor Emas, when exactly did these berries become black? When did they become black? When they're green, it's not a problem, Rashi says, right? It has the mire of the thing itself, and it's fine. But when it becomes black, now that would be a problem. When did it become black? Elim, the Ashkor Measmal of already yesterday before Yantav started, then Dachemir Karu. It's already Dachoy before it ever even started. And then Tifshit Mino, Dachemir Karu, Delo, Havi, Dachoy. Learn from here that it's not Dachoy, because if you picked it up after the fact, it would be good. Elalav, the Ashkor Beyomtov, it must be that it got black on Yontif itself. If it was before, then we would clearly know that lach is that dichoy mekar lo avi dichoy, and therefore it must be that that's not what happened. It became black already on Yontif. And this is a case of nira v'nitchehu, where it now was a case where it was already ready to be used. It was fit, ready to go, because it was green at the time Yontif started. And then nitche gets knocked off after the fact. It was good, and then it got rejected. Now, near v'nidche, that's an even bigger chiddush over there. Now, the Mishnah says, in such a case, you pull them off, that you're going to be good. So what? Shabbos binah, near v'nidche, choza v'nira? Are you going to tell me that that's what we're learning? If it got near, it was good. It was ready to be used right now. Everything's good to go. But then it became black on yontif itself. And then you pulled off the berries. Now it's able to be good and then go bad and become good again. Well, it's pretty amazing, which, by the way, then seemingly would even be like Kavachomer, that near that it was, if it was Nidche, that it would be, you would be able to come back alive. Says Gemara, lo, li olam dashchur mekar, really became black even originally, before Yontif started. And dochi mekara, delo avidochi tifshit mina. And Taka, we do learn it out from there. That's what we learn it out from. Val nir v'nidche, chozer v'nira lo tifshit. That we don't have an answer for. So you wanted to know, the whole question we were asking originally was, of a question of dochoy meikara, is it havi dichoy or not? Is it dochoy dichoy b'mitzos? Is that considered dichoy? The answer is dichoy meikara, lo havi dichoy. But near v'nitche, choza v'nira, that we don't have an answer for. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Tanu Rabbanan. Ein mamata miyotov, you're not allowed to go out and take off and make the berries less on Yontif. Mishum Rabbelezer, Mishimun Amr mamata, and he says you taka are allowed to go ahead and do it. It's tikkun mana. How could you fix on yontif? Talking about you took it off in order to eat it. You didn't take it off to fix it. You took it off to eat it. Rabbi Shimon holds like his father. Rabbi Shimon, who holds davar shein miskavein mutter. I didn't have intent in order for this to be able to be used for the mitzvah. I just used to eat it, and mamela ended up being okay. That's Rabbi Shimon. The davar shein miskavein is mutter. In fact, the Gemara, throwback to Shabbos. Iva, Baiva, Roba, Dami, Tavaya, both of them say that Motor Rishimun, Ripsik, Reisha, Velo, Yomos, even he would agree in a case of, okay, I'm just doing it to eat the berries. I'm not doing it to go ahead and to make it, the berries are less. And therefore, it's Davar Shein Miskavin. But even they agree by Psik Reisha, even though it's Davar Shein Miskavin, it's Vadai going to make this, that it's going to be kosher, that it's going to be problematic. They do hold of an issue. Davar Shein Miskavin is a problem if it's a Psik Reisha. So here too, it should be a problem. Says the Gemara, no, Achamai Skinan, it's not a Psik Reisha. The Islay Oshana Achrisi, he has another Lulav he could have used, and therefore, if he takes off from Lulav A with the berries, and he says he could have used Lulav B, it's not a Psik Reisha that now this is going to be helping it because he wasn't stuck. He could have used the other one, therefore he could use this one as well. Tanu Rabbanan, Hutter Agda B'Yomtov. Let's say the Igud came apart. You have to have Egud, and the Egud came apart in Yomtov. What do you do? Ogdo Kagudo Shel Yarek. You should do it it with an eged of a yarek of a vegetable, which means that you just take some sort of veggie and you just wrap it around it. As a Gemara of Amai, why would you just wrap it around it? Like, you know, land v'man, why don't you make it into a bow? Right? Which will stay right there and it's not a knot. Rashi says, it's going to say the better. It's not kosher. Let's do my friends the throwback to Shabbos. Kufiyat Gimel. Hamani, who was this? Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda. Damar Aniva Kshir Ma'al Yosei. He says even a bow is itself problematic. That's considered a kesher, and therefore it's us to do a bow. He's going, huh? E Rabbi Yehuda. Egin Ma'al Yosei. Rabbi Yehuda is of the sheet that they have to have an egin. It's got to be an egin. That's what he holds, and it's got to be Ma'al Yosei. It's got to be something good. Which means you can't just take something and just wrap it around it. Rashi says, "Ked Tanya Leel Sheino Ogud is puzzled. The Gamar Meagudas Ezov V'Hai Lav Ogudu is not considered Ogud just by wrapping it around." This Gamara Haitana Sever Lekavase Bechada. He held like Rabbi Yehuda in one area, meaning that making a bow is like making a knot, and therefore it's aser. Therefore, just wrap it around. Upol Yeli Bechada, and he argues with Rabbi Yehuda in one that he says that it has to be Egged. He says, "No, Itaka doesn't have to be done with such a alias Shtikal Teira." And therefore, you just wrap it around. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I wish all y'all a great, great day.